and I responded. They hung around to swim. They don't get to a lot of beach parties where they come from.
Man's not as stupid as we thought, I mused.
Ah!
He floods the plane. Even if he don't drown us, he locks us up so tight, he don't have to use hardly any men to keep us under control. He can chase Lady all he wants. We can't help her, and she can't help us. For him, it's better than getting reinforcements out of the Shadowlands. Long Shadow soldiers couldn't be trusted behind his back. Tai Day showed up. He always turned up soon after I came out, which indicated how closely we were being watched. Tai Day was a waste of manpower. He didn't carry many messages. He didn't understand any of our languages well enough to be a good spy for the speaker. But he was always, always just a few steps away. There would be a reason. The speaker would do nothing without consideration. I just did not grasp his view of the world. The longer I stared at the flood, the more questions I came up with that needed answers soon. Most critical, how high would the water rise? How long would it take to do so? The rate of rise would slow down substantially as each vertical foot required more water volume because of the fallback of the hills, evaporation from the larger surface area, and absorption by more covered soil. I told Goblin and One Eye, dig up every educated man in town and give him to the brothers. I thought about building boats and heightening towers and securing stores. I thought about our vast and wonderful warrens and the likelihood that thousands of man-hours would go for naught. I thought about how we would have to prepare ourselves mentally for lots worse if we were going to survive. I thought about Ki Dam and his talk of hard times to come. Tai Day stepped over when nobody else was near.
Grandfather would speak with you, soon if possible.
His manners were impeccable. He did not call me Stone Soldier, even once. The old man must want something badly. As you wish. I noticed the outsider Sindhu on the battlements off toward the western gate. I could feel him watching me.
One Eye! What?
You don't need to bark. If you want to bark, I'll see if I can have the Shadow Master turn you into a dog. One Eye was startled.
Huh? You guys keeping an eye on our guest? Geek and Freak are taking turns. He ain't done much yet. Wandered around town, talked to people, tried visiting with the Taglians here and over with Mogaba. Ours wouldn't have anything to do with him. The Al Kul Company ran him off with their swords drawn.
Would anybody talk about him? One Eye shook his head.
It's the same old shit. Maybe even worse. You better make it clear him being here wasn't your idea.
Tai Day, listening, murmured something that sounded Kabbalistic. He followed with a gesture resembling that, meant to avert the evil eye.
Aye.